Welcome to the From Burnout to Recovery Show with your host, Dr. Kate. This is where your journey to burnout recovery starts. Are you feeling overwhelmed or like work has become unmanageable? Join me and my guests for open and honest conversations about burnout recovery from the comfort of the front porch. I am here to help you build your resilience and prepare you for burnout in a whole new way through a variety of perspectives. Move past the idea that burnout can only be addressed by avoidance and work to integrate recovery into your daily life. Relax, take a breath. The From Burnout to Recovery Show starts now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the From Burnout to Recovery Show with Dr. Kate on Transformation Talk Radio and member of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. I am your host, Dr. Kate, and I am excited to welcome you to the show today. As you are enjoying the show, remember to hit the subscribe button and download the KS Media Group app for all the world's best influencers in one place. I'm really excited for today's show. We are going to be joined by our guest, Karsta Hurd. Karsta spent the majority of her adult life enduring things that were fine. She had a house in the suburbs, two kids, a dog, and a great career as a teacher. After a divorce, 15 years as a single mom, a second failed relationship, some serious introspection, healing, and bravery, she's learned to search for happiness within herself. Now, Karsta, a motivational speaker and mindset coach who is passionate about disrupting narratives that keep us stuck living fine. And she is on a mission to help women deepen their relationship with themselves so that they can create their own definition of an extraordinary life instead of subscribing to what others should say make her happy. Karsta, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I am really excited to have you. And they were kind of creating a little a guest exchange, if you will. I had the opportunity to be a guest on Karsta's podcast, and that was an exciting moment. And so I encourage you to check that out when you have an opportunity to, as she talks a little bit more about everything's fine and how living in the fine space goes. But if you would, to get us started, tell us a little bit about your burnout experience and your burnout recovery journey.
Yeah. So in retrospect, I don't know that at the time I would have identified what I was going through as burnout, which I'm sure is very common. I know in your experience, like when we talked about on my show and with the listeners, I didn't see it as burnout, right? It was just trudging through monotony is really how I felt. Yeah. Where it was, and that's why I always say like fine in air quotes, right? Because literally everything was just fine. I had all these things around me that nothing was particularly wrong. Nothing was particularly bad. It just was, like I said, that trudging through monotony. And sort of piece by piece, like kind of, as you said in my bio, piece by piece, those things started to fall away. And it was, you know, I'm certain it's because those weren't the things that were meant for me, which is, I think, a huge part of how people find themselves in burnout, right? They're pushing towards something that isn't meant for them, right? And they're trying, and I did that. Like I tried so hard. All of my energy was about keeping this house of cards from falling down around me. And so that's kind of where that burnout came in. You know, it was holding a marriage together that wasn't meant to be together. It was holding another relationship together that wasn't meant to be. It was, you know, enduring this career that, while again, it was fine, it just wasn't the career I was meant for, right? And so it was all these things that I thought I was supposed to be doing, right? I was so, like, when I left college, all of my friends were getting married or engaged and planning. Like the college I went to, it was really big to be an education major. And so a lot of my friends were education majors. I didn't really know what else to do with it. I had a Spanish degree. I didn't know what else to do with it. So we'll do that. And so I built this life that I saw other people building because I thought that's what I was supposed to do. And now, and I guess if this is where you talk about where my recovery came in, once I started letting those things fall away, and I have to admit, for me, I got to a point where I found myself running away from what I didn't want anymore versus having a clear vision of what I did want. And that's one of the things I really like to work with women on is let's get that clear vision, because it took me a long time. And my burnout recovery, I don't even know if you would call it, started, it was very difficult at the beginning because I didn't know what I wanted. I just knew what I didn't want.
Yeah.
And so I always encourage people to the first step has to be this clear vision of, okay, obviously what you have is not what you want. That's fine. But what do you want? And really basing that in, how do you want to feel on the day to day, right? Like, cause it's really easy to say, oh, well, I want a lot of money and I want a good relationship. And those are all things. Those are all things that you can create for yourself. But how do you want to feel at the end of the day? Like, what are those things? How are you going to feel when you have those? And let's create that vision.
Yeah.
Once I started to create that vision, then all the yuck sort of fell away and you get to start building what it is that lights you up. And like I tell people now, like if you looked at my life right now on paper, it probably to some people looks like an absolute train wreck. If you looked at it on paper, but I'm happier than I've ever been. Mm-hmm. I love getting up. You know, I've been putzing around my apartment doing errands and I'm on here tonight with you. And I spent most of my afternoon doing things for my own business and my own podcast and things like that. I love my life. I get to dedicate time to my kids like I want to now, but it's by design. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's the key. When we take the time to design the life we want, then we don't feel that burnout as much. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. I could not agree with you more. And it's the same thing, you know, accomplished in this last year. And not that I loved my career in higher education. I really did. But I definitely got to a point where it wasn't the right space for me anymore because my passions had shifted. They had shifted completely to the space of where I wanted to be supporting people in their burnout recovery journey. Mm-hmm. I think it's so important that we go back a little bit in your story and talk about the piece of one. I think it's, I'm sure our audience members absolutely connected as I did when it's like, I wouldn't have called it burnout in that space. Same, mm-hmm. right? I think a lot of us are in the space and like, now I realize that that was burnout, but at the time it was just like, it was chaos or it wasn't okay. Or everything was just kind of monotony and I just kind of drudged through in those pieces. But I really want to connect back with the piece of, when you spoke about creating a life that you saw others creating. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of us do that. And we're not sure what we want for ourselves. And so we haven't clearly defined that. So we look around us and see, okay, what is everyone else wanting? And then we do that.
100%. And that's why I say like, that's one of the first things I work on with my clients you have to have that vision because without it, that's exactly what you do. It's like, I would say it's like throwing spaghetti at the wall, right? Like, okay, I know I don't want this. Oh, well, you know, the Johnsons over here have XYZ and that looks kind of cool. So I'm going to try that, you know, or my friend Jane over here has this and that's making her happy. So maybe I'll try that. And I'm all about trying different things, but they have to be moving you towards your purpose, right? It's more about like, okay, this is what I know is going to make me happy. And I always say, let's get rid of the word happy, like dig deeper. How do you really want to feel? Mm-hmm. So I had this exercise that I did early in my journey and I came up with this little mantra. So I have some very specific words that I strive for every day. And so when I'm throwing spaghetti at that proverbial spaghetti at the wall, it's with intention to say, okay, that's my goal. Is this a strategy that's going to get me to my goal? Yeah. This is how I want to feel. Will what this person's, you know, doing, is that a method that could work for me versus searching for the happiness from somebody else, right? Or searching for it outside yourself.
Yeah, that is... Yeah, that intention is so important in having that intentionality behind it. Mm-hmm. So let's say we're, you know, we have an audience member who is just now recognizing that this life that they've been in is the life they've created by, you know, kind of copycatting others and those kinds of things. What would you say, like, the first place they should start, or what was something you did for yourself first to start creating the life you wanted? Mm-hmm. Those are identifying the life you
wanted.
I'm
going to give you two different answers. What I did is not what I recommend, but what I did, I literally just sort of jumped in head first. Like, I, not necessarily by my choice, but the relationship I was in ended. I left my career. Somebody said to me, oh, you'd be here. The job I was in at the time was in education, but it was as a coach. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you should transfer that and become a life coach. And I was like, okay. So I did it. Like,
sounds great.
Right. So all I did was stop subscribing to one life and just started subscribing to another. Mm-hmm. When I really got traction, and this is what I would recommend, when I really got traction, I was working with a coach and we did this very, very impactful meditation together that she guided me through, where I created this incredible vision in my head. And during that, we connected to like the feelings that were going on in the vision. And like, she detailed questions like, what color is your hair? And, you know, what does your body look like? And where are you? And what is your environment? And who's with you? And who's not with you? And like, we got super deep, almost like analyzing a dream. Like, it was so deep and so detailed. And once I had that vision, then I could start making choices from a place of, okay, if that's my vision. And I always say it's not necessarily what I have to have in order to create that vision. It's who do I need to be now? Mm-hmm. Right? Because that vision of what you want exists. If you can see it, it exists for you. But you have to be different than you are now, because if you were already that person, you'd already have those things, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily about changing who you are. It's about embodying that version of yourself mm-hmm. that is living that life. And yeah. So I always say that very first step is always to create that vision.
Mm-hmm. It sounds very similar to an activity that I've had coaches walk me through, maybe with not quite so much intention or detail, although I would love to do that for myself at some point. It is the perfect day exercise mm-hmm. where, you know, you envision, you know, it's a year from now, it's 5 years from now, and you are living your perfect day or the life you love, and then reflecting and creating that space. What are you doing from the moment you wake up to the moment that you go to bed at night? And same thing, like, who's there? Where are you living? What does that space look like? What are you doing for a job? And so, you know, audience members, if that's not you, if you haven't done a reflection like that, I highly encourage you to do just some reflecting and maybe some creating of space of what you envision your perfect day would look like, because it can give you such valuable information.
Right. And I would say even revisiting that mm-hmm. often,
yes.
you know, like you said, like 5 years from now, you can do one for 5 years from now, one for 10 years from now, but then do another one that's like 6 months from now, mm-hmm. because there are stepping stones you have to take yeah. to get there, right? You have to do something between now and the next 6 months in yes. order to get to the next 5 years, yes. right?
Yes.
So, you know, doing that multiple times over a period can be so powerful, you know, and I actually have a journal that I ended up creating for myself through this process. Mm-hmm. That really, I do that. And it's almost like a daily thing that I do, mm-hmm. right? Where I just kind of check in with myself and, okay, what's my intention? And am I moving towards that? And I always like to stay away from the word goal, not because I don't believe in them, but it feels, not that, I mean, yes, we need the tangible goals, but also like, really, what's that vision and that intention, and really tapping into those feelings every single day of like, okay, this is how I said I wanted to feel every day. And today I did, or I didn't, mm-hmm. or here's where I missed the mark. And not as a way to like punish yourself for it, but just to keep yourself moving in the direction that you know excites you. Mm-hmm. right? Like again, today, the tasks that I did today, the specific tasks were not anything like I finished Christmas shopping and I did a little financial report. Like I did all, like the things I did were relatively boring, but the feeling I had throughout all of that, right? I can tap into that and say, yes, it was a really good day.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big thing that is really to get in touch, even if you don't want to do a whole vision exercise or whatever, really getting in touch with the feelings you want to start having every day. And, you know, I encourage your listeners to dig deep, get beyond happy. I mentioned earlier, I have some very specific words and it's simple, effortless, joy, abundance, love. Those are my words. That's my life.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I've created that. You know, does the vision look exactly right? No, but I have created a life that has those five elements in it. So I guess that's my biggest suggestion for your listeners is to really tap into that.
Yeah. I so appreciate that. And like the attachment to the emotions and that piece. One, beyond your thoughts and those kind of things, that's going to help you stay more connected to that vision and that piece. And right now, if you are in a space of, you know, experience a lot of burn events or burnout, like you're probably not connecting to those emotions right now. You're probably feeling more things like they're a burden, or you've lost that joy, or you've lost that passion and connection. And this is going to help you reconnect to that or find that what is the space that you need to be in? Or what is the new passion that you might have? And I really appreciate you, like the push for go beyond happy.
There's nothing wrong with happy. It just, for me, it feels really generic.
Yes.
You know, dig really deep. And I know, again, like you were saying, if you're listening and you're in a state of burnout, I know that like you're in that survival mode feeling. And I know that feeling, it's really hard, but finding some of those words that you can, it gives you hope again, which I think is so important, right? Yeah. So if I can say, okay, I can picture a life that is simple and effortless, because you know, for a lot of years for me, it wasn't. So that's where that came in. Okay. It's simple and effortless. And I can picture that and I can feel that. And it like gives butterflies to my stomach and it renews your hope that, okay, I can have a life that's not full of burnout and stress. And again, monotony or, you know, whatever you're feeling right now.
What were, if anything, some of the things that you recognize, looking, this may be a looking back question, but looking back, kind of recognized in yourself that you may now use as like a flag for like, I'm going down the road of possible burnout here.
Well, that's a great question. For me, it was hyper organization. And like, I remember a very distinct moment when a friend of mine was teasing me about like my color coordinated lists that referenced my, like Monica on Friends with her color coordinated. Yes.
All the things.
But it was all about survival. It was an avoidance strategy because I could just sit and focus on color coding and listing things. And it was survival. Because if I didn't have, like, I had a very regimented, like Mondays was the day I cleaned the kitchen and Tuesdays was the day I did laundry. And when, like, it was very specific. And I did that because I felt like if I didn't have that hyper organization, everything was going to come crashing down. It was my sort of glue to hold it all together. And so when I find myself feeling the need to organize and reorganize and like even earlier today, I was like, okay, I've been away from my business for a couple of weeks now with holiday and just whatever. And I'm feeling a little disorganized. And I was like, okay, yes, you need to regroup, but it's not about the hyper organization of, okay, I got to put this list here and that list there. I got to, for, like I said, for me, that's a big red flag, like slow down.
Yeah.
Back up.
Yeah.
I think the other big one for me too is, and I've been doing this a lot lately, is avoiding through like binging on Netflix. And again, I'm all for a good Netflix binge, but I find my, you know, when I find myself at the end of the day feeling like I was so busy and I still have so much to do, and yet I spent 3 hours watching Netflix, like, you know, that it's just an avoidance thing at that point. And then, you know, I need to evaluate. So those are my two red flags, avoidance and hyper-organization.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing those. I think that that's absolutely helpful to our audience members, because that's an important piece, especially as we're on this journey, because burnout can come back. It is part of our human experience and those kinds of things. And because we're humans who do human things, we, you know, sometimes lose sight of our recovery process and those kinds of things. So I think helping folks understand that there are some indicators and flags that you can be like, oh, wait,
100%.
Where am I at right now?
Right. Because, you know, you could be living your best life, but life throws you curveballs. And so just navigating through those, I think, you know, and for me, it was finding a balance between who I am in terms of like organization and that hyper organization. And so just like you said, just really being aware of what those triggers are, because you can slide back into that really easily. So,
Thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
This has been so incredibly helpful. So many great insights. And of course, listeners, I want to make sure that you subscribe and follow. And if you are enjoying the show, share it with someone else who needs to hear this message. Karsta, before we wrap up with our recovery moment, what is one piece of advice that you would share with our audience members?
In addition to what we've already talked about, I think the biggest thing I would say is be gentle with yourself. Because it's not easy. It's really scary. And even though it's really like you start to feel really hopeful, you're going to probably have to face and do some things that you've never faced or done before. And that's really scary. And so just give yourself grace, because you're going to stumble. But just keep moving. I think that's my biggest thing, other than like the vision is huge, but I think that too, just be graceful with yourself.
Yes. So as you're creating that vision, as you are working to intentionally bring that vision about in your life, be graceful with yourself, offer some grace to yourself and some understanding, you know, treat yourself like you would your best friend.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much for being here. Karsta, where can our audience members find out more about you?
Oh, well, thank you so much. I do have a website, karstamarie.com. It's kind of more of a warehouse of all the goodies, but they can certainly learn about me there. If they really want to connect, Instagram is probably the easiest place to connect with me, but I'm on all the socials at some version of Karsta Marie. It's like either at underscore, there's an underscore in there or there's not, but if you just look for Karsta Marie, there's not, I'm the only one of me. So Instagram's the easiest though.
Yes. And we will include all of those links in the show notes as well. So audience members, you can find that there. Thank you so much for joining me today on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. This was wonderful. I love it. Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and move into our recovery moment now. And as always, I want to make sure that you are in a safe space to practice. So if that's not you right now, just give it a listen and you can come back to me when you are ready. Today's recovery moment is focused on dealing with negative thoughts. So no matter how much you try to think positive thoughts and be optimistic about the future, unpleasant thoughts will still arise. You cannot avoid them, and there is no use in pretending that they aren't present. Your mindfulness practice can help you approach these thoughts with curiosity. As you build an understanding of your unpleasant thinking patterns, they will no longer hook you so strongly. You can learn to allow them to be present without letting them consume you. This exercise is a practice in letting thoughts go so that you are better able to do it when negative thoughts arise. So close your eyes and tune into the points of contact in the body. Take a breath in through your nose and out. Feel yourself grounded and stable as you sit. Breathe deeply, feeling your body supported by the chair or couch or cushion or mat or ground. Take a breath in through the nose and out. Pay attention to the experience in your mind. Notice any thoughts as they arise and try to identify any emotions that go with them. Pay special attention to negative thoughts and note what you are feeling or thinking. Take a breath in through your nose and out, and continue that easy, soft breath. Try to avoid the word negative and instead identify each thought as sad, unpleasant, irritating, painful, or otherwise. Continue to breathe with me as you allow thoughts to come and go, noticing the emotions that come along with them and using those identifiers, sad, unpleasant, irritating, painful, hurt. Take a breath in through the nose and out. And as you breathe, let the thoughts come. Name them and connect the emotion and let them go as you exhale. Let them come, let them go. You may use the phrases coming and going, or arising and passing, allowing the thoughts to just continue, being mindful of the emotions that come with them. Continue to breathe in through the nose and out, and in through the nose and out. One more deep breath in through your nose and out. Connect back into your body and that feeling of groundedness and the connection to the chair, your feet on the floor. Take one more breath in through the nose and out, and allow your eyes to naturally come open. Remind yourself that thoughts come and go, and you have a choice in whether or not you believe each one. Remember, for more recovery moments, you can follow me at Dr. Kate Steiner on Instagram and subscribe to the From Burnout to Recovery show on YouTube. I am so grateful for our guest today, for Karsta to join us and hear a little bit more about her journey, the vision that she's created for herself, and the emotions that she connects to each day to help her intentionally live toward that vision. Remember, you can find her at our website, karstamarie.com. And I'm so grateful to each of you for listening. Thank you for joining us today on the From Burnout to Recovery show with Dr. Kate on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Kate, and I wish you peace on your journey. Thank you for joining me today on the front porch. And remember to download your free burnout recovery reflection journal on my website, drkatesteiner.com. Be well, my friends. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Kate, on the From Burnout to Recovery show, where you are starting your journey to burnout recovery. You are invited to join me on the front porch every second and fourth Friday of the month on transformationtalkradio.com to continue growing in resilience and integrating recovery into your daily life. If you would like to learn more or find out how to work with me, visit liftwellnessconsulting.com.